Yo.
All right, you good? All right, cool. All right, what's going on, guys? Today I have Michigan State 2020 basketball coming with me, Pierre Brooks. What's going on, bro?
What's up? How you been?
Not bad. How about yourself, man?
Good. Just been trying to get through this quarantine.
Yeah, I bet, man. It's been rough. I mean, I live in Florida, and both of us have been had it rough, to say the least. But yeah, let's get right into it. So, you committed pretty early on, I mean, to say the least, compared to some other prospects. So why? How did you know so early, you know, that you wanted to be a Spartan dog, as they say, and join Michigan State?
So from my eighth grade year, recruiting-wise, Coach Stevens started recruiting me pretty quickly. He is really telling my dad that, like, that I was one of the players to, like, look out for and stuff like that, that they wanted. And early on, I think my dad and Coach Stevens and myself, we built quite a relationship with Coach Stevens and got to know him pretty well. And that led on to Coach Izzo get to know me a whole lot. And also, like, me going down there from the time I was in eighth grade, like, visiting their campus all the time, just being down there, it just felt like a family atmosphere. And, like, every time I was there, it felt like home. And I feel like it's a great opportunity for me as well.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask you about that. You said they've been recruiting you for a long time. So was it like, I'm not going to say an easy decision, but were you like torn between, say, Michigan and Michigan State? Or did you know for a while like you were going to come to Michigan State?
I would say like it was based on like this quarantine. Like it really like gave me time to go deep. Like deep in my decision, whereas like looking at the pros and cons of each college, what they have to offer, and it really took like this quarantine really helped me like make that decision easier.
So you would have waited until the fall probably if the quarantine hadn't happened. You're saying?
Not really. I probably would have made my decision like right at this time. Yeah, okay. Because I wasn't gonna. You know what I'm saying? I was the first committed in 2021, so I really wanted to, like, didn't want to lead it on just to, like, get more offers. If I knew in my heart I wanted to go to MSU, I was going to go to MSU.
For sure. The next thing I want to ask, I always ask a lot of recruits this. So how do you feel about the whole recruiting process? I know some people love it, others hate it. How do you feel about the whole thing?
It's pros and cons to it. I mean, you got to enjoy you got to enjoy being recruited, looking at all your options. Me coming, like, me being the person who I am, I was excited to start my recruiting process with my first offer from Duquesne's. Me being, like, the guy who I am, I really took it, like, as, like, a blessing, really, to, like, have colleges take interest in me. But I would say, like, the con of it is, like, choosing where you want to go. Like, telling all the coaches, like at this point in time, like, you're not going to that college. I think that was probably the hardest part for me, telling the colleges that I wasn't going to be attending. Like, the colleges that recruited me hard, telling them that I wasn't going to be going there. But, like, the recruiting process is a time, but, like, try your best to enjoy it. I mean, like the recruiting season, I mean, not the recruitment process, it's like a time period. And I really think, like, this quarantine, like, it should help a lot of players, like it should make their decision a whole lot easier.
Absolutely. And I know I asked you about, you know, Michigan State earlier, but I don't think I asked you, did, like, what would you say, like, your second, you know, like, if it wasn't Michigan State, like, who was that other school where you're like, damn, like, I would have went there if it wasn't for Michigan State?
If it wasn't Michigan State, it was going to be Xavier.
Okay. So you weren't considered, yeah, really? That's
cool. I mean, yeah, no, I consider Michigan was my top three, but if I didn't go to Michigan State, I'd have been going to Xavier.
That's interesting.
But, yeah, because Xavier recruited me hard as well. Coach Steele, Coach Johnson, they recruited me very hard. They recruited me well. Like, I went down there for an official visit, and I haven't been an official visit to State, but I'm pretty sure it'd be a good experience. But they did a great job recruiting me, though, as well as Michigan. But, yeah, I think if I wasn't going to State, I would have been at Xavier.
And was Xavier, did Chris Mack recruit you at all before he left for Louisville, or not really?
He recruited me when he was at Louisville. He never, of my freshman year, but he stopped recruiting me.
Okay, true. So, yeah. So, what other guys are you trying to recruit with you to join you in the club for Michigan State? I know you mentioned it to me, like, the other day, but for those that don't know.
This is the only time I'm bringing it up. I actually tried to recruit Imani to come to MSU. And you made the decision to come. I'm trying to recruit as well Max Christie, Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to reaching out to Charles Badeko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of the unknowns, man. I mean, obviously he's from Canada. No one really knows. But, yeah, with Christie, like I was telling you, I think we're making the right direction. But,
I think we're making the right move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully Jaden, man, because that's what I was going to ask you too. So did you and Jaden ever play together on AAU at all?
Yeah, we played together on the family. We got family together and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we played together on the family, yep.
Okay, not at the same high school though, right?
No, not at the same high school.
Okay. So what's one –
you attended the same school as Imani, so I wonder what that's going to look like.
Yeah, but I thought he was at Farmington.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he was, but he just transferred to the new Ipsy Prep Academy.
Oh, you're right. I saw that. I forgot about that.
Yep. So I'm looking forward to see how they play together, Imani and Jaden.
Absolutely, man. Maybe you can join them that as well.
Man.
Nah. So what's one thing making the high school to college jump that you know, like, there's one thing you're like, you know, I need to improve on that. So, like, for Bridges, it was probably, like, the jump shot. What's one thing for you, you would say?
Defensive awareness. I mean, Coach Izzo has told me that. Coach Stevens has told me that. Just my defensive awareness on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a player like myself is in pretty good shape to be like, a Big Ten player. Mm-hmm. You know, especially my body size and, like, the way my build is, it's like a college Big Ten type player. So I really think like the area like aspect I need to work on is basically my defensive awareness. But I know Coach Izzo will get that together.
Yeah, and I mean, even with Rocket, dude, like I didn't know he was going to be, you know, a good defender, but he turned.
Oh no, Rocket always been a good defender though.
I didn't know that, and then he came to State and he was, you know, locked down defender.
Yeah, Rocket has always been a good defender.
Mm-hmm. And for like someone that's on Michigan State, you know, people that don't really watch you as much right now as they will, you know, in a couple of years, who's someone on Michigan State that, you know, like, I guess you could say you kind of play like or your game's similar to?
I really feel it's either Denzel Valentine or Gary Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people compare me to those guys, but I feel like I play like Gary Harris the most. His driving ability and his shooting ability are elite. He was a great player for MSU as well. That's what I really think I play like Gary Harris the most, though, mm-hmm. for sure.
What about any current ones or not really?
I'd say probably a little bit of Miles, I guess. I say a little bit of Miles
because,
mm-hmm. you know, Miles had a better jump shot and coming into college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then yourself.
But the athleticism part, he can have that, but I'm talking about anything else.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know where that came from for a 6'7" guy, but it's insane.
Yeah.
So for the same question, translating to the, like, I guess, NBA, who's one guy in the NBA that you've always tried to model your game after?
I never really tried to model my game after a specific player, but I really like Luka, man. Luka plays at his, own pace.
Mm-hmm.
He can create his own space when he wants to, gets to the rim when he wants, shoots whenever he wants. His game is really crafty,
mm-hmm.
a little shifty. But the biggest thing for me is how he plays, like, the way he wants to play at such a young age. He's young, 20.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, you're saying, like, he's not like Miles where he needs a dunk at every play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'd say, like, for, like, my offensive skills, I'd probably say, like, Jason Tatum.
Okay.
like the one dribble pull up, like basic footwork fundamentals. Like he has all his fundamentals down pack, and I really think like my game fits into his because I feel like the fundamentals aspect is a big piece in his game. Like you see, he hits game winners with something basic, like the spin, the one dribble spin jumper, like basic fundamentals. He doesn't need, just like Luka, they don't need five moves to get somewhere. They need, they just need one good move, and they're right at the rim or wherever they want to be at to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They don't need the flashiness. I agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, obviously your high school season ended early this year, I'm assuming. And next year going in, you know, no one knows if you're going to have a season or what's going to happen. But if you guys do have a season, what's some personal goals, you know, going into your senior year that you have, whether it's winning a state championship, beating a rival you haven't beaten ever? Like, what's the main goal you have going into next season?
I got two main goals. The first one is to win a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is to be Mr. Basketball. But, like, the other goals that I want to set for myself is, like, at least make a like a special game, like a Jordan Brand retro Jordan Brand classic game, or hopefully be a McDonald's All-American. But yeah, it comes with work in the process. But hopefully.
And with all that stuff, like, too, you guys, like, yourself, like, I see, like, you're ranked so much different on different sites. Like, that's where, like, it kind of screwed you guys not having the summer, right? Because you maybe, you know, maybe ranking would have blown up. You'd have got more offers, that kind of stuff.
Me, myself, I don't personally look at rankings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my family, we were trying not to pay attention to that. Like, basically what Jalen Johnson said, ranking determine how good of a player I am. Mm-hmm. That's how I try to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's for anybody. People like Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wasn't even ranked, I don't think, in high school, and you see what he's doing now. It's crazy.
Exactly. All you need is an opportunity. And that's the one thing I want to ask you too, with the Zoom calls. So when you get whatever you call them, Zoom meeting with Izzo and all those guys, you said you didn't officially visit Michigan State, but like, for those that don't know, like, how do those work with the online Zoom calls and stuff? Like, do they show you the campus? Like, how do they work?
So what they did was I committed, we showed my mom and my dad everything, and I really actually committed right after the Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
They showed me everything, like academics wise, stuff with tutors. You know, we pretty much know everything about the basketball piece. They just really needed, because you know how big my family is on academics.
Mm-hmm.
They really just showed like the academic piece, and also like me having access to the gym 24/7 whenever I need to get in there, and also showing like what majors I can have, what access to tutors I can have. Dorms, like living arrangements, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't know exactly what they showed you. And with your commitment, like video, was that in the works for a while, I'm assuming, or just?
Oh, no, that was built in one day.
So, like, were you planning that out for months, or you just thought about it during quarantine?
No, I thought about it during quarantine. It was actually the idea that mm-hmm. came out. Shout out to EGB. Mm-hmm. But I really appreciate him taking the time out, because it was a one-day thing, and I had to come up with something quick. Once I announced that I was committing on a certain day, I had to come up with something quick. So shout out to Eric for, like, making a trip down to Detroit and stuff like that, and filming the video for me.
I thought Brill filmed that for you, Brill Studios. But...
Oh, no, Eric and Buckets.
Okay, yeah, I know who that is. But... yeah, that's really all I got to ask you, man. You answered everything pretty damn quick. But I appreciate you doing this, man. And I'll get it posted and, you know, tag you and all the stuff if you want to retweet it or something.
Yes, sir. I got you.
All right. Talk to you later, man.
All right.